This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Alvey, good to have you joining us as well. Really interested in your update, especially with some of the stuff that is going on at the state level. Good to hear your voice, Alice.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, I'll start with the state level, but then I'll make sure I also include a little bit on that Ginnie Mae piece you were mentioning earlier. So it was interesting. Before the show, we were, you know, comparing some notes about various states. And so one of the states that's really glaring for us right now is Pennsylvania. And their governor has issued orders that are a little ambiguous at this point. So we've got a 12-day extension from this day. And what they're saying is, it appears that they're saying that we won't be able to close loans because they don't want realtors and title companies to operate. I know in my husband's industry, he's in the auto industry. I mean, you can't buy a car in Pennsylvania. You can't go into a dealership and get a car. So if your car got totaled a few weeks ago before the orders, and it takes a while for claims and stuff to get processed, and now you're ready, you got your check, you can go buy the car. You got to like cross over the border to probably got to come over to Ohio, because I did double check. I made the mistake. Our Ohio governor is Republican. And so in our state, we're able to go out. You know, you're not going to get a $500 ticket if you go buy grass seed. But if you go to Michigan and Pennsylvania, you are so locked down. Industry is so locked down. And they continue to add interpretations to lock things down even further. So like you mentioned earlier, MBA is on it. We're very involved with some of these states that have just literally fallen off a cliff in regulating their populations. And, you know, I said I didn't want to come out and say it's all the Democratic governors. We're doing some checking. So I have been lining up, you know, here are the states with the super tight ones that I've been hearing about. And then here's my map of Democrat versus Republican governors. And it so far is lining up. When you can't go anywhere and you can't do anything and business is hurting even worse, there's the Democratic governor at the helm pushing that agenda. So not to be political, I'm just lining things up, and that's the way it's laying out right now. So
can I jump on that note? Because I want to make sure everyone knows, because people love you, Alice, and have so many listeners. I was talking to Kim Schubert last week, and she's commenting about it. She says, I just love Alice Alvey's report and all that. And I think what we try to do, folks, is stay apolitical. But when you have something as glaring as this, and I was telling Alice as we were dialed in earlier, I'm hearing that it is the Democratic governors that are absolutely just cranking, it's putting the screws down on the economy and what can be done there, and it's an overreaction. And I want to believe it's in the best of interest and innocent
right.
Me from Minnesota. Sometimes I think it's always in the best intentions, but sometimes you start wondering. The consequences, what's it doing to the dealerships? Anyway, good job on that. I didn't want to think that she covered that, especially that part of it, at my urging, folks. So if you get frustrated, that sounds political. That was my urging, Alice.
Right. Well, and it's not all Democratic governors, right? So I did look I think it was Minnesota. You brought Minnesota or Wisconsin, if you look at my list here, was okay, right? But they had a Democratic governor. And so it's not all Democratic governors, but where you do see it locked down, it's been a struggle. So,
and those states that are locked down, it is Democratic governorship. So again, not all Democratic governors are locking it down.
No.
Be real clear.
Yeah, I want to make that part clear. Right. Yeah, it's not all. A couple of other things that we're watching. So like you mentioned, Ginnie Mae did issue their all participants memo late on Friday. Mm-hmm. So that's allowing the pass-through assistance program that Dave mentioned, mm-hmm. That we as lenders, they have to apply though by today. So it was a real tight window. Came out Friday. If you want to be a part of that, which I'm sure your CEOs are all on, they've got to get that done by midnight tonight. It is just for everybody's benefit. It is just relief for the principal and interest portion. As a servicer of Ginnie Mae Securities, you still have to make the taxes and insurance side of it. So it was. You do need to recognize it was a partial relief. It's still a loan against that that you would, you know, in theory, you go, okay, hopefully I can get my borrower to make the payments at the same time I have to then repay that advance. So it'll be interesting to see how all that plays out over time. But I just wanted to give everyone a heads up on that part. The other thing is, I did check, again, before the call, we talked about, you know, rent, non-payment of rent in April. It was published by the National Multifamily Housing Council that it was 69% of renters made their payment. So that's being translated in the headlines as 30% of renters did not. Now, the normal number is around 81, 82%. If you compare that to 2019, So it's really about a 10, 11, 12% change in renters who didn't make their payment. It's not that it was 100% before and now it's 30%, right? It was never 100% of people were making their rent payment. But nonetheless, a big drop and something that people should be aware of. It does seem like the commercial side of our financial industry is going to get hit first. The renters are stopping. It hasn't come in yet. And then last but not least, Reuters did publish that Chase has said that they're only going to do 700 credit scores with 20% down on mortgages. You know, so that's just, you know, basically saying I'm going to take care of my existing customers and you better be cream of the crop. And basically they don't trust MI companies is another side message I would get out of that one, right? Just some heads up, as every lender really should be looking at their risks and the products that they're offering and what makes the most sense for what you can manage in servicing. And so that's really where we're at today, Dave. We'll keep watching those state orders and let folks know things that we hear.
People say, you bring up a great point. One of our past advertisers was PMI, and they failed in a crisis, the last crisis. And so you sit and realize, you know, it's so important to know who your counterparties are, the strength of them, and don't assume that just because they have an insurance company listed behind their name that everything's all good. So, good. Alice, good reporting. Thank you so much. Thanks for digging in and looking at those states that are locking down and finding out what is if there is that consistency, and there is.
I'll keep working on it. You know, we'll have more next week. It's, you know, got the devil's in the details, right, of whether you're going to get, I mean, if we joke around in Michigan, right, you literally will get a $500 ticket if you walk out of Home Depot with grass seed, right, because it's not an essential thing. You can't buy vegetables either, even though you might be growing.
That's crazy. crazy times.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for the good report.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. That was Alice Alvey, CMB, Vice President of Education and Training for our good friends at Union Home Mortgage. She does a great job with this week's legislative update. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Indicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, VendorSurf, and Vidyard. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.